Hello, my beautiful friends. I hope you have had an amazing week so far. I just want to share with you today what is coming up this next month. I want to talk to you about the opportunity you have to change your relationship to drinking in just 8 weeks for good. So I know that you're stressed out when you're over drinking, and I know you're worried about the summertime, and you don't want to have regrets, and you don't want to have lost memories. I can remember the times that I just forgot stuff. It just clouds your brain. And I know you need accountability, and I know you need support, and I know you want a game plan because summer's coming and my friends are inviting me to the lake and we're going to the pool. And what about vacation and how I'm going to have fun? And what if I get anxious? And I want to let you know that I can help you. So it's time to stop for good. I want you to be present and have amazing experiences. I want you to learn how to break up with alcohol and put new habits and routines in the place. I want you to keep commitments to yourself, and I want you to have support all summer long. So here's what we're doing. Starting the first Monday in June, I have created for you the Summer Support Sisterhood. And what is this? It is going to be the Stop Over Drinking Roadmap, which is that 6-module course with a workbook just for you to walk through it. But here's the deal. Now you get to come every Monday night at 8 p.m. Eastern, starting the beginning of June, all through July, checking in, asking questions, get prayed over, have accountability, celebrate your wins, set your weekly intentions, ask specific questions, have a community with other women on the same journey. Some of you may or may not want to connect, but y'all can create friendships in here and create support systems in here and other Christian women to lift you up and pray for you. And I want you to get really clear on what to say when you're asked to drink and what you can do when you're making plans. And we're going to have a good time and connect and get to know each other. And here's what matters is I know that so many of you have tried this before on your own. I know that you have listened to podcasts. You're listening to this one, and I think it's fantastic because it will help you on this journey. And I know that you need more support. And that is why I've created this for you, to carve out this time every week so you can have check-ins. Because based on this episode today, I'm going to talk to you a little bit about the AA world and the Celebrate Recovery world, and there's nothing wrong with that. However, that doesn't typically fit into the lifestyle of my listeners, you, my women following this podcast. So many of you have said, I was praying, I've been listening to other things, and I saw that you're a Christian, Michelle. I saw that you have this faith component to your business, and that's super, super important to me. And that's a big deal. Whether you're seeking or you're curious, and maybe you haven't made that permanent decision to serve the Lord, or you've been a Christian since you were a little kid like me, and maybe you just have strayed, and now you're feeling the shame and the guilt and wondering, is God really gonna help me? And is he going to listen because I've broken all these promises? This is for you. So here's what the deal is. There's going to be a limited sign up, and I'm just putting this bug in your ear right now. So you'll be able to sign up between May 26th and June 2nd, and that's it. So this is for brand new people to me that you're going to come in and you're going to get the roadmap and you're going to get the support. This is for current clients. I have a special rate for you. It for the roadmap and support. And if you're already a roadmap student, you have a special rate just for that added support. So there's so many opportunities here. So I will have for all of you who are brand new, the sales page will be up soon. You can sign up May 26th through June 2nd. It's a big deal because I'm shutting it down June 2nd. And I have a certain amount of people that I'm letting in. So you're going to need to put that on your calendar now. And we'll have weekly Zoom meetings starting June the 3rd, which is Monday night. So right now, though, if you're listening to this podcast, you're like, oh, it's May 15th when this came out. It's the 17th. Maybe it's the 20th. I'm going to be telling you in advance. Shoot me an email, michelle@setfreesisterhood.com, and say, okay, I'm in. I'm interested. Put me on the wait list. I do not want to forget this. I don't want to not schedule myself. And listen, if you know, you're going to be gone on vacation. That's fine. That's why I'm doing it at 8 p.m. Eastern. Because guess what I'm going to be doing? I'm going to be on vacation this summer. I'm spending time with my family. And I knew that no matter where I am, the beauty of this virtual world we are in, no matter where you are, you can step away for 30 to 45 minutes and hop on a Zoom call and get this accountability and support and love. Okay? So I'm counting on you and I am encouraging you and I am excited to serve you this summer. Do not wait. Do not say, well, I don't know if I'm going to be able to make them all, or I don't know, maybe I'm scared about doing it this summer. That's a lie from the enemy, and he's trying to derail you, because I've never done this before, and I'm excited for this, and I'm excited for you to have this opportunity. So email me now, michellesetfreesisterhood.com, and I hope you enjoy the episode. Hey sister, are you newly alcohol free, but you've been hanging on for dear life, hoping you don't fall backward? Or maybe you're still stuck in a cycle of overdrinking even when you told yourself you would stop? Waking up each day with thoughts of self-loathing? Is your anxiety through the roof so much that you wake up at 3 a.m. with your heart racing and negative thoughts about yourself? You hide it so well, not many people know. Girl, I get you and I see you. I'm Michelle Porterfield, and for so many years I experienced all of this. Here's the deal. Quitting drinking's just the first step. I believe that's why it can be so scary. We know deep down it's more. Once we see what's underneath all the covering up, true freedom is found. And I'm here to help you do just that. So whether you're newly alcohol free or just sober curious, there is freedom on the other side. I can't wait to help you ditch the wine witch, or help you find your mindset breakthrough and reignite your purpose after alcohol. Girlfriend, you are in the right place. Welcome to Set Free Sisterhood. Okay, let's talk real quick about how the Stop Over Drinking Roadmap is different from AA and other programs, and why this matters specifically for you. And let me just say, and y'all have heard me say this before, I'm not anti-AA or anti-favor. I don't know if you've got that in your area. Celebrate Recovery. I actually was part of Celebrate Recovery because I made some really cool connections there. And I love the rhythm of going and having some accountability in my early days. And I have recognized the women that I serve need something different. But I did want to compare and just give you some ideas, just in case you're not super aware of AA and you've never tried it. Y'all, I did it all. And that's honestly why I can say that why I've created this program for you. And especially now, I'm telling you, if you layer this Stop Over Drinking Roadmap and the summer support together, you're going to be unstoppable. And you have to show up for yourself. Like, nobody did this for me. Like, I had to make the decisions. I had to show up. I had to continue to surrender, continue to pray, create new routines, get super uncomfortable in my body. I didn't know how to feel my emotions. I know that's where you are. Like, now I can understand when I have anger. I understand when there's sadness or disappointment, and I don't need to run from it because I'm not judging it anymore. I'm recognizing this is my human experience, and I have tools now to help me process through it. And that's where you can be. And I can't come into your home and grab you and force you to show up to this. Although I would love to, you have to do this. And I say this over and over, and I believe this to be true in so many situations. We have the key to the prison that we're in. It's in our hand. So if you feel trapped and if you feel stuck and you feel in this loop and you're in this prison of overwhelm and overstress and overdrinking and this not communicating in your relationships, you are the key. You're the key ingredient with Jesus, obviously, because that is my firm belief that we have to have support with the Holy Spirit. And he also calls us to action. So any of you can do this. And I need you to believe that. Believe in yourself. And in the beginning, it's hard because you've let yourself down so many times. You've basically lied to yourself. You're like, I'm going to do this. And then you don't do it. And then you say, okay, well, I'm going to do it tomorrow. And then you don't do it. And then there's shame. And then there's judgment. And then there's repeat. And at some point, sometimes I think some of us just give up. Well, you're still alive and God has a plan for you and he has a purpose for you and he has a mission for you, whatever that looks like. If it's just at your job, inside your family, inside your church, something bigger, Who knows? But he has a calling for every single one of us, and the enemy's winning. If you're staying stuck where you are right now and you're saying, oh, well, I'm too old, or I've done this too long, or, you know, God won't love me, or he's mad at me or disappointed, or I feel shameful. Okay, those are all excuses. And I know they're real and I'm not discounting them. And that's the beauty of where I'm at now. Like, I know you're hurting, sister. I love you so much. I feel it in my bones, the grief. I feel the sadness. I feel the fear for you of like, what if I change? What's going to happen with my marriage? That's some of the, y'all are so scared of that. And that's what's keeping you stuck. And God says, you know, I got you, honey. I'll walk you through this. And so here's what I want to tell you is that those fears are going to be present for you, but that doesn't mean you need to stay where you are, because I know you're not happy, or you wouldn't be listening to this podcast. You wouldn't continue to follow me and send me emails and tell me how much is helping you and serving you. Okay? So let's talk. Clearly, I'm fired up today. AA. So the program, y'all probably heard of it, Alcohol Anonymous, right? Alcoholics Anonymous, I think. So that's one of the big things right there for me is I don't believe that most people are alcoholics. Now, there are, and I know some of you have been hurt by that. I know you've had a parent with alcoholism, a family member. There's probably verbal abuse when they were in that space, physical abuse. And I'm not saying that doesn't exist. I'm just saying for my listeners and my community, we're not alcoholics. Because if you feel like that is for you, you feel like you want to identify that way, then you may be in a next level of you might need some medical attention. You may need to speak with a physician. You may need to go to a rehab center. The listeners and most of the women I serve, we just have a relationship with alcohol. We're in love with it. We want to cuddle it. It's our best friend. It helps us cope. It helps us have fun. And all of these things that I no longer believe about alcohol, but when I was in it like you are, that was it. But I could still function. I wasn't drinking in the morning. I was doing my job. And y'all know all the things. You're doing them. So, excuse me. So that's a big deal of it. I will say the meetings are free. You can show up anywhere. They're all over the U.S. They may be in other countries too. I do not know. You can go to various locations. There's no deep questions or obligations. You can slide in the back. You can never be known. You can remain anonymous. You can never speak up, never meet, connect, right? Now, it does create a local network if you choose to step in and you show up and you do. I didn't find that to be true. I found that for me, it felt very individualized and it was very rhythmic and systematic to where sort of like just a structure. And I know that they've had it that way for a reason and it works for a lot of people, but it was like, you come in, you do this, you do this, you do this, and then you leave. You could or could not speak up. Most members, they encourage you to stay in it for life. And this is where I really have a problem, because I'm seeking freedom for you. And I did the same thing. Like, I don't want to be wrapped up in something for a long time, like something's wrong with me. So that's where I think the shame can kind of creep in that program. Well, I got to always stay in here because I'm not good enough, or I'm always an alcoholic and I have to. I don't like that at all. There again, some people have done that, but I also think AA is very 20 years ago. Okay. Yes. Because think about it now. Think about what we have now. We have Instagram. And we have all these other teachers that are teaching on sobriety and habit. We have podcasts and we have YouTube. Think about that. AA was created many, many years ago. That didn't exist. These things didn't exist then. So I see why it worked, but I don't believe that's the answer right now. And unfortunately, I think a lot of therapists, unless they're more into the specialty of this type of relationship, or even doctors, that's all they know. They haven't educated themselves, and that's where they send you. And I don't believe that 95% of you even need to be interested in that. Okay. So another thing about AA is you do earn chips, you get little credits. You do have to start over though. There's this kind of feeling like, okay, well, I got to turn that in and start over on day one. And then they use the big book that focuses more on the higher power, less about, which, you know, we know that's God, he's the creator. However, to keep it kind of neutral, they kind of tiptoe around that stuff. Now, Celebrate Recovery is more faith-based, I will tell you that, a little more casual. The thing about Celebrate Recovery that I think might be a little tricky that I experienced is it's a fantastic program, don't get me wrong, I think it is, but it's a mixture. So you're in there in the big group with like men and women, and then you have little small groups if you choose to do it. Not everybody does. It's the opportunity for you to just kind of talk. Now, they do discourage you talking about anyone other than yourself. You're supposed to stay with like how I feel and all that, which I think is great. But sometimes we need to just like say, listen, you know, this relationship of mine is crap, and this is how I'm feeling, right? And so I needed to a lot of times just say more than I really could. But there again, that's why I hired a coach. And the program has a lot of mixture of the quote unquote addictions or dependencies and things like that. So you may not actually connect with people that are really at the same level as you or at your struggle. So there's kind of tricky. However, though, they usually most are at churches. They usually have music. There is that sense of fellowship locally. But there again, it is a consistent weekly rhythm that you have to go and show up and be there for 1 to 2 hours. Okay. So I just want to share what that was, because some of you may be like, oh, cool, that's what I want. I want to go somewhere physically. And this is part of why I created the sisterhood too, because I know that you need that accountability. I know you need to show up, but I want to make this as convenient as possible and with the community that is most like you. Okay. So the Stop Over Drinking Roadmap, it does cost money. It's not free like these other programs. And it's delivered to you digitally. It's modules that I've created. I'm in there recording. I'm showing you slides. I'm telling you not only about my experience, but I'm teaching you a rhythm and a pattern throughout 6 weeks so that you can begin removing alcohol. There's challenging questions and exercises. So you have to think. You can't just sit there and listen. Like, it gives you an opportunity to think about, okay, how is this? How am I relating to this? Where in my life do I need to get honest? Are there some feelings that I haven't been willing to feel? What does that look like? And, you know, gratitude, things like that. You still get to remain anonymous. You know, there's no list posted anywhere. You can choose whether you want to show up in the Facebook group or not. There is a private Facebook group, which we will continue throughout the sisterhood or this summer, the support sisterhood. Now, sometimes it's super quiet. Nothing's happening in there. And that's the thing about Facebook groups. Here's my thing. If y'all don't know this about me, I don't love social media. If I didn't have this business, I probably wouldn't spend a lot of time on there. So I have a virtual assistant. A lot of times y'all will see them helping me out. They do my posting on Instagram and all that because I don't want to waste my time on there. So I create a time to go in there and check your messages and share inside of the Sisterhood Facebook group and kind of connect with y'all as they're helping me post things. And I don't want you consumed with that either. Now, I love a group that you can go in, check in, say hello, connect if you want to, I'll be doing some live videos off and on, things like that. That's great. But I also don't want you to be mindlessly scrolling and wasting your time on Facebook. So I will create those communities and I want you to go in at your choice. Okay. Also, you get other people that are women like you that do not identify as an alcoholic. That's the beauty of this program. They recognize, like, I'm a believer and I struggle with overdrinking, and either I want to greatly reduce it or I want to quit. And I highly, highly encourage you to at least quit for 6 weeks to help you get clarity on the next steps. And you're going to have some times where you might mess up. So here's the deal. That's the beauty of it. There's no pressure if you do. We're going to celebrate your wins in this program. And we're also going to help you learn. The best things I love about mistakes is the learnings that come from them. Do they feel good? No. Do we get disappointed in ourselves? Yes. Do we get embarrassed? Yes. But here's what we can do. Once we feel it, that's the beauty of feeling your emotions. And I know that doesn't sound beautiful, but once we learn to regulate our emotions and feel it, then on the other side of those feelings of, you know, embarrassment, discouragement, all these things, we can go, okay, what did I do? What did I not do? How did I prepare myself? Where was my energy? You know, was I around people that were triggers? Did I over stress that day? What happened so that we can make edits to our future behavior? That's how this works. It's a journey, right? So you'll have tools to help with anxiety. There'll be assessments. There's help with change in all areas of your life, because that's the thing about this program. You can watch it over and over. It's yours to keep, and it will help you in all these other areas of your life, because it will talk about your values and your environments. Like if you have a horrible, messy car, how's that affecting you, or your office, or your bedroom, or your home in general, or your wherever? Like, it matters who you surround yourself with, and it's going to help you through that too. And in the program, you always have the opportunity to post and ask questions inside the student community. And you'll get Bible-based affirmations to really help you with your relationship with God. So I just invite you in. We can, the roadmap is always available for you at stopoverdrinkingroadmap.com or setfreesisterhood.com/roadmap. My brain is flipping out here. setfreesisterhood.com/roadmap. That's the roadmap. But I'm going to tell you, you want this support system. So if you're listening to this and it's, you know, before we launch the Summer Support Sisterhood, just wait, because these are going to go together, okay? So I'm looking forward to serving you, meeting you, celebrating with you, rocking out June and July. Like, I cannot wait to hang out with y'all, seriously. So if you questions, wait list, whatever you need, my email's simple, michelle@setfreesisterhood.com. And I will see you soon. Have a fantastic week. I love you, sister. Hey, friend. Before you go, I want to make sure that you know about the free masterclass that is available for you. It's the 5 steps to help you stop overdrinking without stress and overwhelm. Download it for free today at setfreesisterhood.com/masterclass. I would love for you to come join the Facebook community too. I will put the link in the show notes. And if you're ready to see what support would look like so that you could start walking out your future of being alcohol-free and stepping into the woman who God is calling you to be, email me at michelle@setfreesisterhood.com. Until next time, stay blessed.